Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Now to the tale of the Oireachtas printer and another chapter today with the revelation that it cost even more than the 1.6 million bill first disclosed last month. The new total in an updated report to the Public Accounts Committee says the printer will cost the Oireachtas nearly 1.8 million euro, with even more costs being incurred by the OPW as part of the associated building works. Fergal Keane has this latest report on the printer. He's here with me now. Is this it? Is this the definitive report now by the Clerk of the Dáil?
Well, we hope this is the final word on this, because it now emerges that the actual bill will be more than 2 million when works associated by the taken by the OPW are taken into account. The report by the Clerk of the Dáil, Peter Finnegan, was sent off to members and we have a copy of it here. It will be discussed by the PAC tomorrow. They may then take more statements on it later on tomorrow afternoon. But the report admits that mistakes were made during the procurement process for the printer. And the clerk says, quote, "However, I am satisfied that the mistakes arose from human error. They were honest mistakes and were made by staff who are seeking to improve the printing service for members." So actually, I think that might be a first. It's usually systems errors here. Now we're talking about human error. But the initial sum approved for the printer was 1.5 million. That went through all the procurement process in the House of the Oireachtas. And in fact, the price, the actual price paid for the printer and the equipment associated with it comes in at less than that, at 1.369 million. But the unanticipated building works, storage costs because of delays, and the outsourcing of printing also because of the delays add another 350,000 to the costs, bringing the total bill for the House of the Oireachtas to be 1.78 million. But at the same time that they were doing some works to get the printer into the building, the OPW decided that they were going to go ahead with upgrades to Kildare House, where the printers, where the actual printer was to go. That put another 221,000 on the bill. That'll be paid by the taxpayer. And that's a bit like saying, you know, I'm going to put a new room onto my house and I'll upgrade the central heating while I'm at the same time. You take the chance while the builder's in to get all this work done. But it brings the total spend to more than 2 million.
You said mistakes were made. What mistakes were identified?
There's one glaring error, and there was only one company who submitted a tender, and in an early piece of correspondence they noted the dimensions of the room, and in a note sent to the committee, it said the headroom for the press floorboards to the ceiling is limited, meaning that it needs a specific amount of space. And today's report said that this note was missed by the evaluation team, so they just didn't see this at all. But the company later sent a drawing of the press in the room to the evaluation group. There, that shows the room height of being 2.5 million, which is the correct room, and it says the recommended height should be 3.16 metres. Now, that drawing is in the report. I have it here. It's given to the PAC. It's a line drawing. But it said it was sent to the procurement unit. It was then put on file, but it didn't raise any warning lights there. That drawing was then also sent to the print manager on May 28th of 2018. And again, no red flags were raised by the drawing. Then on May 21st, the company visited the print facility with members of staff to actually measure the room. And I'll give another quote here from the Clerk of the Dáil. "The evidence available to me is that the issue of head height was discussed between the Oireachtas and the company, and those present were satisfied that sufficient height was available, particularly since 90% of the operational tasks could be undertaken from the lower platform."
It does appear, doesn't it, on the reading of that report, that at least four opportunities to identify the difficulty with the height of the printer, that these opportunities were missed.
They were missed. And he says they were missed, that it was human error. However, it does seem, though, that the company and the actual people ordering the printer were in the same room at the same time, and they did note this difference in the height. But in August of last year, an OPW architect came along, surveyed the room, and they identified a problem with the head height. It was decided then that they were going to move it to a different room, so contractors had to be engaged and significant works were undertaken to get it into the room and to raise the head height.
And then we are into cost. What was the extra cost of all of this?
Well, the cost directly associated with the installation of the printer, these are the unforeseen costs, were 314,453 euros. But then the delay meant the printer had to be stored somewhere. The storage cost 15,000 to date. An added cost then was that the printing normally done in those rooms had to be outsourced, an extra 100,000 because of the delay. So that means the total bill to the Oireachtas is 1.78 million, 200,000 more than what the PAC was told last month. And the upgrading works then for the OPW, when they decided to upgrade the air conditioning in Kildare House and some other works, were 221,000. So the report says that by way of mitigation, the report says that the printer is actually cheaper than the one it replaced. The machine purchased in 2004 cost 1.2 million. And by the way, they got 40,000 on a trade-in for that. The new printer cost 994,000.
So it must be doing fantastic work now.
It hasn't printed a sheet yet. It's still not operation. The OPW fire officer visited there today to carry out his health and safety risk assessment. So he'll have to submit his report. The staff union has gone to them and looking for details on health and safety and something called workflow safety assessment before they start training on the new equipment. The training will then take 2 or 3 weeks and then the company will come along, commission the printer. We're still some time away before we get anything out of this.
Maybe we'll cover the launch when the first printing is done.
We'd
on the new printer.
But I doubt they will have anything to do with us.
Fergal Keane, thank you very much.